about a lady who visited a church, and she walked into this church as a visitor, and she was there for a few moments, and after the service had begun, and the preacher had begun preaching, she noticed it was a real dry church, and she raised her hand, and she said, "Well, praise the Lord!" And boy, everybody kind of got a scared look on their face, and the deacon come walking up to her, and he said, "Ma'am, please refrain yourself. You can't do that here." And she said, "Okay." So about halfway through the service, you know, she lifted her hand and she said, "Glory, hallelujah!" And boy, everybody jumped again, and the deacon come back over and he said, "Ma'am, I asked you once, now I'm asking you twice. Please, you got to refrain. Don't do that here." She said, "Okay, I'm sorry." She almost made it to the end of the service. Right before the end of the service, she raised both hands and she said, "Well, thank you, Lord Jesus!" And boy, here come that deacon, and he grabbed her by the arm, escorted her to the back door, and set her out the back door, and he said, "Now, I'm so sorry." He said, "I've never had to kick anybody out of this church, but you just can't do that here." He said, "You're not even a member." She said, "That's what I was so happy about." Amen. And I've been in some places like that. Amen. I'm glad this isn't one of them. But thank you, Pastor, for letting us come. We met your pastor, I believe it was week before last, down in Puyallup, and the minute I met him, I saw his servant's heart and his willingness to love the Lord, and just thank the Lord for good, godly men out here. Amen. And thank you that we get to be with you tonight. So we'll introduce our video very quickly. We're Mike and Cindy Haley. My wife is here. Cindy, if you'll stand and wave, all right? And she is like y'all, man. She's a coffee-drinking alcoholic. Amen. So you pray for her. I'm a one-cup-a-day kind of guy, but she lives on that stuff. But so she's really enjoying this part of the country. Amen. Lots of options, you know. But we are heading to Botswana, Africa. Botswana is one country north of South Africa. You'll see that in the video. And it's a very stable African country. Modern in a lot of ways, but then they have a lot of problems. Right now, this week, the capital city in Habaroni, over 700,000 people do not have water and won't have water for a week. So people have been stockpiling water for weeks. They've got a real bad problem with the drought there. They're trying to get a temporary pipeline in. But they have all these skyscrapers. They have a brand new modern day airport. No electricity, no water there. And just all kind of social problems. But the biggest problem in Botswana, the biggest enemy to the gospel in Botswana, is the charismatic movement. How many of you are old enough to remember Jim Jones, Guyana, all of that? It's that kind of a movement that's come down from Nigeria. So please pray for the people of Botswana. You'll see a good representation of that in the video, and I'll share some other things with you a little later on. But remember this, the life expectancy in Botswana is 55. 55. So if you've not received Christ by age 55, your days are numbered. And then the Botswana leads the world in HIV positive, 1 in 4. So we just heard about a young boy who was saved in Sunday school. The Clarks, whom we'll be working with there in Botswana, be a team effort. I'll tell you more about that in a few moments. But they had a 10-year-old boy that got saved, and then he died a couple weeks later of AIDS. And then we heard about an old man who got saved and died a week later of AIDS. But I'm thankful God's still saving folks. Amen. And I'm thankful the work of the gospel continues in this day and hour. And I don't think it's time to quit. I think it's time to get fired up and be faithful until the Lord comes. And that's our heart, and we look forward to sharing that with you tonight. Brother, if we could dim the lights just a little bit, and we'll share the video. And then if you have questions, please be thinking about those questions. We'll look forward to answering those for you.